stay on that theme. A sermon entitled Father's Day, Mighty Men. Out of 2 Samuel 23, we're going to start in verse 8. Amen. I'll give you a little bit of time. Verse 8, 2 Samuel 23, verse 8. The Word of God says, these are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Jochebed, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He called Adino the Esnite because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahotite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand stuck to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. Verse 11, and after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Heratite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines, but he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you for your great work. Thank you for the men that will stand to fight for what is yours, God. God, we thank you. We ask you this morning, help us to know you and to understand you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for everything you do, God. Thank you for the Father's Day, mighty men of God this morning. We ask you to help us in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. When I was young, one of my favorite movies was Rocky. How many remember the majestic scene where Rocky is running, and as he's going, he sees the steps, and he goes up the steps there in Philadelphia, amen. And as he's there, he raises his hand. And when he raises his hand, he's saying, Apollo, I'm going to come after you. See, he was ready, to take on anything that came his way. Every single one of us this morning, we have heroes. We have people that we admire. And some are fathers and grandfathers. Those are the ones that we admire most. See, if today, if we are going to, be heroes, if we, are going to have mighty men of God, we need to be able to see people that are going to be mighty in the things of God. These men that I just read in our text, they did some great, wonderful things. They were not going to allow the enemy. Listen to me, men. You and I have to be able to not allow. We have to stand there and fight for our families, or else the enemy will take each and every one of them out. In our scriptures, we're going to see the making, and we saw the making of the men of God. Firstly, amen, if we are going to be mighty, we have to learn to come to the Lord. Chapter 22, 1 and 2 says, then David spoke to the Lord and the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hands of his enemy and from the hand of Saul. And he said, Lord, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my delivered. See, these men they were men that were distressed and discontented. They know that there has to be something better than what and the situation that they are in right now. They are not just satisfied. Listen, can I tell you? You and I cannot just be satisfied this morning with just being ordinary. You cannot just be satisfied with just being and making the status quo list. We have to be mighty men that are going to fight for what is right. See, they were searching for a peace, but it was not able to be found in the world. And they were tired of trying to be something that they couldn't be. See, they were people in debt. They recognized the sin that their lives, that was in their lives, and the weight and guilt of what they were carrying upon their shoulders. And it caused them to feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon their lives. See, they were mighty men this morning who know where to go to. Can I tell you, a mighty man of God knows that he cannot go anywhere else but to Jesus. You know, we try to go and we try to circle around. Well, let me go to this person and see if this person can help me. And it leaves us empty-handed. Let me go to this person and see if this person can help me. And it leaves us the same way. Amen. Then we finally realize, God, you've always been there for me. God, I can always come to you. See, a man of God this morning knows that he cannot do anything upon himself. We need God in all things. See, they come to Jesus. They come for shelter. They come for peace. They come for a meaning in their lives. They surrender themselves and make Jesus Lord of all. I read a quote the other day that if we have 99% surrendered to God, we're not surrendered at all. You would say, that's great, Pastor. It's good to be surrendered at least 99, but can I tell you, there's too much still left over that you are in control. And when we are still in control, amen, it'll be able to destroy our lives. Let me ask you this morning, what is the thing that makes a man mighty this morning? I'm glad you asked, Pastor. It is that we serve and we know and we recognize everything about who Jesus is. See, mighty men emerge in the heat of the battle. Mighty men do not have, or they do not run. They stay there and they fought. The Bible says, here it is. His hands were weary and his hand was stuck to the sword. Amen. Listen to me. He was there. He said, it doesn't matter. Amen. I am going to, be and I'm going to continue to fight until I'm victorious. I'm not going to stop. Too many times, folks, what happens is we get tired. We get weary. And we want to be able to rest. But can I tell you, the enemy is not going to rest fighting against you this morning, fighting against your family this morning, fighting against the things that you love this morning. He's not going to rest. He's going to continue to fight. See, mighty men We emerge in the heat of the battle. He doesn't retreat or give any thought to the enemy this morning. Verses 8 and 18. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Amen. Josheba, amen. The Tecnamite, chief among the captains. He called Adino the Esnite, called and because he had killed 800 men at one time. Verse 18. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zariah, the chief of another three, he lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name amongst the three. See, this morning, we cannot retreat from the fight. Satan this morning is on a warpath. He is there, amen, and he wants to be able to kill, amen, the structure of the family. Can I tell you, beloved, this morning, when a father is not there, most likely there will be a great dysfunction in the family. See, he is zeroing in on our families, our marriages, our kids. And he has no plan. Well, God, maybe if I just raise my hand of surrender, maybe if I just raise the flag of surrender, maybe you will stop, amen, speaking about the devil. I'm raising my hand, please. Can I tell you? He will come in. He will seek to steal, kill, and to destroy more. He doesn't back down. And he has no plan to back down. In verse 9, amen, of our text. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Hittite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle, and the men of Israel had retreated. In verse 11, and after him was Shammah, the son of Agai. Agai, the Heratite, the Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. So the people fled from the Philistines. See, this morning, there might be people that have retreated or possibly surrendered. They have allowed the enemy to come in, but amen, thank be to God that there will still be men that will say, I'm going to fight. I'm going to stand. And I'm not going to let the enemy take this ground. See, not every man this morning takes a stand against the enemy. Or in other words, stands for what is right, or takes a stand for the Lord. See, this morning we need to stand and fight, not in the power, in our power, but in the power of the Lord. Our need this morning is to be fully dependent upon the Lord. We need to stand in the gap when others are running from them. So what gaps this morning do you need to stand for? You know, there was a story, amen, of a man. His name is Aaron Spencer. On October 8th, 2024, he woke up to find his daughter missing. He searched the roads and he spotted her in a truck driven by a 67-year-old Michael Fossler, who was on bond awaiting trial for dozens of sex crimes involving this young girl, 13 years old. Spencer rammed, amen, the suspect's vehicle off the road. He came up and he shot him. They tried to give him second degree, amen, murder. But, amen, the trial eventually was, amen, dismissed. See, he said, my daughter is not going to be, amen, a statistic anymore. So he woke up, amen, listen, I can only imagine how a father, amen, would wake up this morning or today and be able to go and find that his daughter is missing. 13 years old. It was there in Arkansas. I don't know, amen, if there's a lot of roads, but can I tell you? It was only by the grace of God that he was able to find her. And when he found her, he didn't let, listen, you might say, Pastor, how can this happen? Listen, I don't know. But he was not going to allow this to continue going. He was not going to allow this. He stood in the gap for his, amen, helpless daughter, 13-year-old at the time. But there's another incident. And this incident is of a mother allowing her live-in boyfriend to assault and ultimately kill her 1-year-old son. She claimed his name is the man. His name is Diaz. He hit the boy in the face with a cable, leaving visible marks on his abdomen. She said that he occasionally choked the child, choked the child around his neck and bit the child hard enough to leave marks. He also smothered the child's mouth and nose with his hands or a blanket, causing difficulty breathing. The mother stated that she never reported the abuse or got help because she was too afraid of Diaz, who also physically assaulted her. Once questioned, he allegedly admitted to the abuse. The reason why he did this is because the child would not stop crying or yelling. Pastor, but he was not the father. Can I tell you? He's there in the house. He's the man figure. He's there in the house. And he's taking up, this had me in tears, folks. Listen to me. I got to hold myself back. Because here it is, a helpless, listen to me. That's how we are when the enemy attacks. Sometimes we're helpless. And this woman said, I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to get involved. The reason why they charged them is because when they finally took this baby to the people there in the hospital saw the marks, things that were not reported. See, two separate incidents. One stepped in the gap while the other made the gap larger. See, man, we need to experience the victories of God. We do this by seeing the power and knowing the joy of the Lord, amen, to grow in a relationship with Jesus Christ. See, we're going to have to be risk takers this morning, church. We have to risk it all for Jesus. Verse 14. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. Verse 17. He said, far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. See, these men risked it. See, Jesus wants to save the world this morning. Jesus commanded us to go, therefore, into all the world and preach the gospel. We are to take, if we are going to take the world, we need to take the word of God seriously. We have to be willing, men, this morning to lay down our reputations. Be willing, amen, to be exposed. See, many men this morning, and ladies don't, well, Pastor, you're not preaching to us. Listen, ladies, you better take this seriously. Because just like men, ladies, you're the same way. You think that if you are exposed, you become vulnerable. And Pastor, I don't want to show myself to be weak. Pastor, I don't want to show myself to be vulnerable. So I'm going to show myself and I'm going to make the appearance that I'm strong. But on the inside, we're trembling. If we are going to take the world for Jesus, we have to be able to take the word of God. We have to be able to lay down our reputations. And we have to be exposed. Exposed means that you are going to show our true nature. Can I tell you, until we are exposed, we will never be able to grow fully in God. Because until we know the weakness, we will never be able to be strong. And I'm coming to a close. We have to serve no matter what the cost is this morning. The cost might be relationships. The cost might be a position in your work. But can I tell you? We still have to be mighty men for God. You know, at my work, I worked for Walmart for 24 years. I never once in the 24 years, I came into Walmart already being saved. I spent 10 years in the Army, and then 24 years I worked for Walmart. Not once did I ever say, I'm gonna hide my Christianity, because if I tell anybody I'm a Christian, then I'm going to get fired. I told my boss, I had her in the office one day. I had her, not she had me. Amen. I had her in the office, and I told her, you need to get saved. You need to get your heart right. You know what it is to live for God. You need to get right. She says, you know what? I'm a backslider. She could have easily said, Barajas, that's enough, or else I'm going to walk you out. But I didn't hold back. You know why I never held back? I even told the general manager. The general manager could have easily implemented and said, amen, we're not going to do this anymore. It could have cost, listen to me, it could have cost me my job. But I said, God, it's going to cost me more if I retreat or if I surrender. Amen? It's going to cost me more. So God, whatever it costs me, I'm going to trust in you. And can I tell you what happened? I had so much favor. I had so much favor that whenever a situation arose and they couldn't handle it, let's call Barajas. Amen? They said, let's call Jesus. Well, they called me Dionisio there in my job because they didn't know me by Jesus. Let's call Dio. Let's see what he has to say. We're talking about the big bosses there in the warehouses where it was not a, listen, you couldn't speak about the things of God. You could speak about everything else, but the things of God were forbidden. And I said, God, I'm going to risk it for you. And because I risked it for God, God gave me great favor to be able to speak on every issue there at my job. Let me ask you this morning, will you lay down your lives, your dreams, your desires, and ultimately even deny yourself to pick up your cross and follow Jesus? Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you a mighty man of God? Are you a mighty man of God? If you're a mighty man of God, stand up. Amen? Stand up. If you're a mighty man of God, stand up. I'm not looking at God. I'm just looking around. No, listen. If you're a mighty man of God, stand up. We got to fight, folks. We have to fight. And if you look around you, there's people that you can count on to help you fight. Let's give God glory this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. You may have your seats. Are there any things that you need to straighten up this morning? Are there any things that you need to get right this morning? Here's your opportunity right now. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Amen. See, these men, they were mighty, folks. Because the enemy came, and they did not let the enemy scare them off. They stood their ground. They stood in the gap. They fought. Can I tell you this morning? Maybe you have felt defeated. The reason why you are going to constantly feel defeated, folks, is because Jesus Christ is not helping you fight these battles. You're fighting on your own. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior this morning. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And this morning, as you are here, you would admit, Pastor, I'm not saved. I've never accepted Jesus into my life. If that is you, all I want to do is one thing. I want to pray for you. Would you lift up your hands? Would you lift up your hands? I want to pray for you this morning. Just lift it up. Lift it up. God wants to help you this morning. God wants to touch you this morning. God wants to be with you this morning. You can place your hand down. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe you're backslidden this morning. You at one point gave your heart to the Lord. But the enemy came, folks. The enemy came. And instead of standing your ground, you retreated. You surrendered. You gave up what the Lord had given you in the victories. But this morning, you're going to tell the enemy, devil, you're going to address devil. The Lord is my shelter. He is my shepherd. I shall not want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. This morning, if you are backslidden, you're going to come back to God. You're going to begin to fight. You're going to begin to fight. We need men this morning who are going to fight and not give up ground. If you are backslidden this morning, we want to pray for you. Would you lift up your hand? You're a backslider this morning. You're not right with God. Amen. If you lifted up your hand this morning, would you look at me? Young man, you honest? Would you come? Starts right here, my man. Dominic. Starts right here. 21, right? 23. First before you're anybody else's. It's a hard decision, isn't it? But can I tell you, it'll be the most rewarding. You want to pray with me? Just say, Lord Jesus, I ask you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. I thank you that you never forgot about me. Lord, I ask you this morning to strengthen me. Give me the strength to continue fighting this battle that I cannot lose. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to take some time? You talk to God. You want to talk to God? Why do you talk to God? Say, well, you're talking to me. Just talk to God. What's in here? Not what's out here. What's in here? Talk to God. Okay. Yeah, just talk to God. There's an altar right here. Just talk to God. Or maybe you want to just stand up. Just talk to God. God, this is what's going on in Dominic. God, I need you. It's scary, isn't it? But it'll be rewarding. God bless you. Church, I'm going to open up the altar. First, I'm going to open it up to the men. Men, we need to fight. We cannot let the devil. See, the devil doesn't play fair. Can I tell you, the devil does not play fair. If we give the devil an inch, he's going to go for the mile. If we give him a mile, he's going to go for two. And he's never going to stop until he takes everything out. As we celebrate Father's Day this morning, we need you, men. The Lord needs you. Because your families are going through the onslaughts of life. And we need men that are going to stand and fight. The altar is open for you first, man. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. We need men this morning. Men. That are not going to let the enemy destroy their family's life. Ladies, maybe there's somebody here that you can relate to. Why don't you come and be able to help them fight in this fight against the enemy this morning. Let's fight together. Let's believe God together. The altar is open for you, ladies. Come. Lay hold of God. Come. Lay hold of God. Father, we thank you. God, I thank you for these men. God, I thank you for their lives. God, I give you praise and glory, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, this morning, God, we are thankful, Father, for all that you are doing, Jesus. God, for all that you, God, would do this morning, Father. God, we thank you, God. Help us, Jesus. God, be upon us, God. God, we thank you. Two different illustrations this morning. One of a man that said, I'm not going to let my daughter be subjected to what she is going through. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight. And I'm going to take the enemy out. Am I saying that we ought to go and shoot? Listen. We need to fight for our families, folks. We need to fight. Because when we begin to give ground, then the lines are there in the sand, and then it gets larger and farther and farther and farther. And then there's no visible marks anymore. The second story was of a young man, early 20s. Listen to me, it breaks my heart. I can't sit there and fathom the bite marks. Being beaten by a cable. My dad beat me with a cable one time. And I was already a young teenage boy. We're talking about a one-year-old defenseless baby. That it just breaks my heart, folks. How a man can do this to a baby. But we need men. We need people that are not going to allow this to happen. Because we're talking about defenseless. There's people that cannot defend themselves. And these three mighty men of God, they said, I will defend them. I will stand there. I will take the place. I'm going to take out the enemy. We need to fight. Or else, if we don't fight now, you and I will not have anything left, folks, to fight for. We need to stand. We need to stand together. And we need to be there for one another. Amen? Let's give God glory this morning. Hallelujah. Father.